The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went away by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear, and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Hopefully everyone here has, at one time or another, been to the celebration of baptism, if not your own children's, other people's. And one of the parts of the baptismal rite that takes place after the baptism itself is a rite that is called Ephphatha. And that name Ephphatha is a direct derivative from today's gospel, the word that Jesus uses when he opens up the ears and the mouth of the deaf man. And very simply, in the rite of baptism, the priest never says the word Ephphatha, but rather in tracing the sign of the cross on the ears and the mouth of the one who is just baptized, he says, May the Lord open your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his truth to the praise and glory of God the Father. And then the people respond, Amen. So we have in today's gospel something that lends a portion of it to one of the very sacraments that we celebrate. And it's a lot pretty much that goes on here, ending in the usual way in the Gospel of Mark, in which Jesus tells them not to tell anyone about the miracle and gives kind of a, I guess, a rather cynical demonstration by Mark of something that I suppose is always with the church. The best way to get Catholics to do something is to ask them not to do it. And best way to get them to not do something is to ask them to do it. But that's a little different, and actually next Sunday we're going to have the gospel in which Jesus says, Who do people say that I am? In other words, all these people who are talking when I've asked them not to, what are they saying? And hopefully you know the story. None of them are getting it right. But that's next week. Stay tuned. Tell your friends. But this week, he has the miracle in which he cures the deaf man. And I remember learning of this miracle as a young boy in early grammar school, in third grade, Sister Mary religion teacher teaching us about this passage. And one distinct feature she always liked to emphasize is the groan. Jesus looking up into the heavens and emitting a groan. And she explained that that was because Jesus was perturbed and was groaning over the lack of faith of the deaf man. Well, as I got older, I noticed that that point is not really made in the story itself. But as a young boy, I noticed, well, you know, he's got a lack of faith and he still receives the miracle. I remember stories in which it says Jesus didn't and couldn't perform miracles because of the people's lack of faith. So it seemed a little inconsistent in this case that a person with a lack of faith somehow still receives the miracle. But I have to tell you, being the brother of someone who is deaf and has a speech impediment, I could at least appreciate what is at least hinted at as a bit of favoritism here for those who are deaf with a speech impediment. But I thought that too much emphasis was given to the groan and not enough to the word that Jesus says, which is Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And in the sacrament of baptism, what is basically being invoked as one of the results of baptism? Afterwards, we clothe the person in white, symbolizing the purity of the soul that is newly baptized. The light of Christ in the Easter candle and the baptismal candle is bestowed, symbolizing the light of Christ that is now within the newly baptized. But in the rite of Ephphatha, it is an acknowledgement that by the grace of God, the spiritually deaf are no longer deaf. The spiritually mute should no longer be mute. God has opened the ears to receive his word and the mouth to proclaim his truth. In other words, once we are baptized, we have that commission to be instruments of hearing the gospel and of the spread of the gospel, of hearing that word of God and of spreading that word of God. And we do it especially when we come to celebrate the sacraments as part of the nourishment we receive in the Mass. In addition to the body and blood of Christ that we receive in the Eucharist, we come to hear God's word preached in the scriptures, preached by the priest in the homily. We are nourished to hear that word, keep it, and then proclaim it. And as we know, there are perhaps different people who do it in various ways. Some don't nourish themselves at all, or rarely. Some do it to varying degrees. For example, there is a group of Catholics I like to refer to as the HMD Catholics. We know them as the Hatch, Match, and Dispatch Catholics, where they rarely ever worship. They really don't practice. They're not recipients of hearing that word, especially sacramentally. They come when they or their children are being baptized, and we don't see them again until a wedding is to be celebrated, either a family member or themselves, and they need a pretty location for their great celebration of the wedding. And then we don't see them again until or unless a family member or friend has passed away, and they come into the church to give what they like to refer to as a celebration of life, or as some would say, a great send-off, forgetting that we're actually here to worship God and offer prayers of intercession and offer the person who has deceased. And we're here to give that worship to God and petition God for the soul of the one who is deceased. They come and it's, like I said, a celebration of life or a great send-off for the loved ones or for themselves as they plan it. But they don't really hear too much of that word that nourishes them on a regular basis as people who are followers of Christ and called to be instruments of that spread. Another group of Catholics we see a little more often than the Hatch, Match, and Dispatch Catholics are also referred to by letters, the CEO Catholics. And those are among the favorites. Those are the Christmas, Easter only Catholics. And they come. They come on a regular basis. They hear the word of God. But when you think about it, the word that they hear in the readings is pretty safe. It's stories of Jesus as an infant, or on Easter, he's not there at all. He's missing. Missing in action because of the tomb that is empty. You notice the Easter celebration, Jesus isn't in the gospel. It's finding the empty tomb. And so they really don't hear the words of Jesus, but rather nice and safe stories, nothing that really challenges them. They come and worship on the major feasts of the year, and it's good to see them. I've often seen some priests try and rectify that by making bold proclamations of a great welcome to those we only see at certain times. Others try and make funny light about it as if somehow being humorous is going to make them come back. It never works. I simply acknowledge them and I move on. But there are those who, again, on a limited basis, come to the sacraments to hear the word of God, but not in ways that truly nourish them. They come to celebrate. Hopefully they come to worship. And then even those who come on a regular basis, as we are called to, as Catholics, celebration on Sundays and holy days of obligation, we come and are regularly nourished. But how do we dispose ourselves to that when we come? Are we attentive? Do we listen? I often encourage people to prepare by reading the readings beforehand. And then there are some who, you know, come, they're fulfilling an obligation. Maybe they'll bring their coffee and their snacks with them into church. Kind of tacky, but I've seen it. And there are those who just pretty much go through the motions. And then there are those who are truly attentive, who come, they hear the word of God. You ask them after Mass, or even during the course of the week, what was the reading you heard last Sunday? And they can tell you because they hear it. They meditate upon it. They pray upon it. They open their ears truly to hear that word. And hopefully, as they go forth to love and serve the Lord, to proclaim the gospel to one another after receiving that Eucharist and going forth at the end of Mass, they become instruments of that spread, as has been their commission from baptism, if not necessarily in their words that they speak, in the lives that they live, the values that they emulate, the standards that we live as followers of Christ. And we are called, all of us, to be those same recipients of that spiritual miracle that the deaf man heard in today's gospel. And granted, the people do at the end spread that word, even though Jesus told them not to. But what is it that they are proclaiming? He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. They are proclaiming the works of Jesus. And that is what we are called to do. It is something we're reminded of as people who are baptized. And perhaps it's something we can remember when we come into the church and we bless ourselves with the holy water, which is a reminder of our baptism. That's what the holy water is. It's not a potion to make things holy, but a reminder of the baptism we have received, in which we put on the new humanity symbolized in the white garment that is worn, in which we take on and receive the light of Christ symbolized in the baptismal candle, but in which we also overcome a spiritual deafness, in which our ears are opened, our mouths are opened to receive and proclaim that word. So let us pray as we come to receive this sacrament, and as we are nourished by this word today, we can relate to the experience of the deaf man, not as people who are lacking in faith, but people who truly come here to be nourished in that faith, to keep our ears open to that word of God in our lives, as we read it individually, perhaps, as hopefully we read the scriptures at home and in prayer, and as we hear it sacramentally in the celebrations of the Mass that we hear week after week, and some people day after day, and that we go forth from this church nourished by the Eucharist of Christ, with our ears open to receive His word, but our mouths also open to proclaim His truth, to the praise and glory of God the Father.